out on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of today, this Monday, January 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. James Craig, completely invisible since announcing a run for this U.S. Open Senate seat. Quoted today on Friday after the show came from John Selleck of Harbor Strategic Public Affairs. He's a political consultant here in Michigan. He made a comment about James Craig's decision to not participate in any candidate forums or be seen at any public events since announcing for the seat. What did he say? Well, his quote of the day is, James Craig is treating his candidacy for the U.S. Senate like a monopoly land speculator. He put a few dollars down on a piece of property and waiting to see if Donald Trump lands on it. If not, we're unlikely to see a fully formed campaign. Hoping that Donald Trump's going to endorse him. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Completely invisible. So why is he running? Why is he even listed as a candidate? U.S. Senate candidate James Craig has not been seen at one single campaign event. At any event since announcing his candidacy on October 3rd. Well, four of the U.S. Senate candidates appeared at the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance Forum last Friday. None of them said they've seen Craig campaigning anywhere. On Thursday, Mike Rogers made an appearance. Oh, wow. He blessed the Oakland County Republican Forum along with Nikki Snyder, Michael Hoover, Sandy Pensler, Peter Meyer, and then they say a few less well-known candidates. Oh, you mean like Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, J.D. Wilson, Alexandra Taylor? They were all there too. Can't believe the bias in media today. For Rogers, it was one of the few events the former congressman has attended in which he's appeared with other U.S. Senate candidates. But with regards to Craig, nothing. Zip, zilch, zero. According to one person following the race. Craig has been active on social media, and he's done a lot of one-on-one interviews with Fox News and other national and statewide outlets. One source said Craig reached out to a signature collection firm recently to ask about pricing, confessing that he's a little behind on that front. No deal was made with that firm after pricing estimates were given. So he's not going to get the signatures again. So why are we even talking about him? This is absolutely amazing. Well, one of the main reasons, even though he polls well, Craig's spokesperson, Ted Goodman, has not returned any messages over the last 2 days in regards to the way he's running his campaign. But if he's not showing up at public events and doesn't have the hope of collecting enough signatures, why is he collecting signatures at all? Kind of interesting. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road only made me tired and so.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This second segment of hour number three, we have a story pulled up by MERS News Service talking about this civil war that's going on within the Michigan Republican Party. And the question was asked, new first congressional district chair elected, ? Earlier this week, former state representative Dare Rendon was elected to be the first congressional district chair of the Michigan Republican Party after Sue Aller, former state representative for the 106th, was arguably removed from that position. However, former interim party chairwoman Melinda Pagel told MERS that the rules were not properly followed in this case. more than a week ago. And because of that, Aller was allowed to participate in the January 20th vote to elect Pete Hoekstra as party chair to replace Caramo. Aller was not available to comment on the situation. Brendan said she recognized the vote to replace Aller as legitimate and was willing to represent the interests of those who approached her to take on the assignment. They felt that I met the requirements and that I had the experience to do the job. It was pretty much a unanimous vote. I guess one person voted against her. Well, this is interesting because now this is another issue for the court possibly to get involved in. Number one, did Pete Hoekstra legally get elected to replace Caramo? And if that's the case, who is now the chair of our first congressional district? Does it revert back to Sue Aller, who is obviously supported by Pete Hoekstra? Or is it Dare Rendon, who's supported by Christina Caramo? See, this is the problem they're going to have on March 2nd. That's why I'm going. Dare Rendon has asked me to be her parliamentarian for the 1st District Caucus. I'm making plans to go down and stay Friday night in the Detroit area. I'm going to be attending the convention on Saturday, March 2nd. I, of course, will be in the radio station's uniform. Just look for Your Defending Father's black hat and the black radio t-shirt and my black Carhartt cargo pants, and you'll find Trucker Randy. Rendon is supportive of the grassroots delegates' decision that elected Caramo back in February of 23 to put her in charge of the party. And she has not supported the effort by some state committee members to remove her. For that reason, the Republican delegates in the 1st District supported bringing her in as the new chair. Aller was among those that voted to remove Caramo at the January 6th state committee meeting down in Commerce Township. Well, she goes on to say, Dare Rendon does, Christina is representing the grassroots. There's a faction of the party that has controlled the messaging and the finances, and they were threatened by her. It's hard when you've had control of such a large membership for such a long time to give up the power, Rendon said. Big money donors like DeVos and other families have had a big say, and they don't like the fact that Christina was elected. And they've never liked the grassroots, who have gained some traction. Well, in spite of all these setbacks, all this controversy, we've gained ground this year and we're doing some amazing things, said Rendon. See, the biggest thing that I believe she's done, and get out a piece of paper and a pencil if you want to write this stuff down, this is very simple. Vicky noticed this on the balance sheet that we got there at Houghton Lake. Christina Caramo didn't spend in a non-election year of 2023 like Weiser did in a non-election year of 2021, 2 years earlier, non-election year, no elections. Elections were 22 and this year 24. In a non-election year, Christina Caramo saved almost $800,000 by not spending it on alcohol. Herself, she's a teetotaler, she does not drink, and said the party shouldn't be paying for people's adult beverages. You want to go to the Grand Hotel and have a cocktail? Pay your own tab. The party's not having an open bar. Another thing she did, she did not agree to pay John Yab of Strategic National $2 million in a political consulting fee contract for him to be the, quote, political consultant for the state party this election year. Another thing she did not rent out that dinosaur building on Seymour Street across from the state capitol. $12,000 a month plus utilities and taxes. You're talking like $150,000 a year, folks. You add those numbers up, you know what you come up to? She saved $3 million of our donations to the state party, donations by others. She saved $3 million. Well, guess what? If you don't spend it, that's a net positive. Well, she hasn't been able to raise any money. That's not true. Their balance sheet showed that they've already brought in $1.5 million in a non-election year. After the August 6th primary, when we know who the U.S. Senate candidate is, that's when the money's needed to win in November for the U.S. Senate seat. That's the only thing the Michigan Republican Party is responsible for. That's it. Statewide elections. Well, no, they're supposed to help all Republicans get elected. No, they're not. Have you read the charter? Have you read the bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party? Statewide elections. Well, what about the president? The president takes care of himself. He doesn't need money from the Michigan Republican Party. The only thing the president candidate needs is for us to put out signs. That's it. Their campaign provides the signs, or better yet, do what we did in Antrim County back in 2016 when I was the chair of the party. We bought Donald Trump signs from a vendor down in Kentucky. Plastic bag signs with wires. Vicky and I put those bags on the wires, and Vicky stapled them. I held them in place. She stapled them. We took them out in a trailer. We went all over the first district. We delivered them to many of you up in the UP. We were on 131 in Mancelona, Petoskey. You know where the old hotel motel was on the corner of Sheridan and 131? It's gotten torn down. We were in that parking lot passing out signs to people. They come by. How much are the signs? We're taking donations. If you can't afford a donation, here, take a sign. Some guys would say, hey, I want a couple signs. Great. How much are they? Donation. Here's $50. Here's $20. Whatever. We made more money as a county party by buying those signs in advance and spending our time out there on the weekends giving them away, taking in donations. I believe we did, 4,500 signs I ordered that year. 4,500 Trump signs we put out, and we made money. We made more money on taking donations for Trump signs than we did on our golf outing that particular year. Well, they don't get that. And all the media wants to do is hammer how bad a job she's done, how she hasn't been able to raise any money, because that's all the Republican Party is supposed to do, is raise money, 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 money to help the candidates, Republicans, win. No, that's not accurate. The U.S. Senate race, yes. Who's supposed to help the congressional nominees, the people running for Congress? That's your district committees. That's what they're set up to do. 13 congressional districts. Each district has a district committee. They're supposed to help their candidates for Washington, D.C. in the House of Representatives for Congress. Executive committees for districts are supposed to help state senators. Well, state senators don't have an election this year. They serve in a four-year term. They're not up for election or re-election until 26. So if you have a state rep, for example, Neil Frisky for the 107th represents multiple counties in the 107th, part of the 1st Congressional District. Well, guess what? That's what the Congressional District is supposed to help Neil in his re-election this year of 2024. If there's any money left over by the executive committee for the congressional districts, they then can throw some money at county commissioner races, school board races. But ultimately, those elected positions are supposed to be handled by your local county parties. They're county commissioners. They're local county school boards, county sheriffs, people like that. So, basically, bottom line, by causing the Michigan Republican Party to do things differently this year, guess what? She is changing the way the party does business, and potentially, because politics is at a local level, may in fact prove that our plan of the counties doing this county by county may actually work better than what kind of results we got in 2018's election, where Gretchen Whitmer got elected, kicked Bill Schutz's butt. 2020's election of Biden getting elected. The 2022 election, where we saw here in the state of Michigan, the Democrats ran the table on the Republicans with Ron Wiser as chair, raising what? What was it? 25, 30, 40 million, whatever the heck the number was? How did that work out for us in 22? Oh, that's right. The Democrats kicked our butts. What's Einstein's definition of insanity? Keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. Well, after you've been doing it this way forever, ever since I've been involved in the party, going all the way back to Solanusis, then Ron Wiser, then Bobby Shostak, then Laura Cox, then Ron Wiser, how has it worked out for the Michigan Republicans? It was time for something different. And she is forcing the counties to get it done. Oh, the other side is saying, well, she wants to take over county parties. That's a bald-faced lie. The only reason she's getting involved in any county party is because of the coup d'etat that took place in Kalamazoo County. And the state committee members in Houghton Lake on January 13th took care of that. They reinstated the people that were duly elected by the precinct delegates, by we the people. They threw out the fraudsters. That's the only county she's getting involved in. So when you hear that, tell them that's a bald-faced lie. Bottom of the hour news, hour number three, we'll be right back.
Michigan News.